There's been mixed reactions to government's handling of the report on alleged malfeasance in the Ghana Youth Employment and Entrepreneurial Development Agency, GEDA. A number of people Radio Ghana spoke to criticised government on the way it is tackling the issue. Others think a neutral body should be set up to look into the report.
For every government institution, we have the inspectory division. We have an audit department. The heads of departments have to use all these divisions internally. They have to be able to give us a good performance report. Now, if you leave the particular institution and it's about investigation, you have the Bureau of National Investigation, you have the Police / Criminal Investigation Department, we have Serious Fraud Office. These are institutions that have staff that are being paid regularly to perform state functions. Why they need for other committees to make extra expenditure? No, I do not agree. We have to use our professionals and our institutions wisely to benefit the state of Ghana.
Setting up a committee, it means you want to know whether the allegation is true or not, so that they'll get to the root of it. So I think it's okay.
I think what the government would have done was to get a body which is neutral from the government itself to be able to go through it. Because if you have come out with a report, then you place people from within the same government to be able to go through it. I don't think they will come and say something that will damage the government that is in power. So if they get a neutral body to be able to audit or go through it, at the end of the day, they will come out with their findings. That when people will understand that, yes, it's a correct thing that they have done.
And then it's a draft report. So as a normally auditors do, after drafting the report, you have to take the views of the persons who have been mentioned in the report, so they can have their take, or if they have any issues to do with it. After the final report, they can say anything about whether the government is handling the issue well or not.
In handling the GEDA issue, I think what government has done isn't bad. But then here's a case where he's setting up another committee, and definitely that committee has to be financed because they're going to pay the committee members and all that. And I think it would be a whole lot of money. So why don't you just bring out the report, see what's in the report, and then whatever needs to be done should be done. If someone needs to go, the person has to go. So I don't see why another committee should be set up to look into a report that one affairs committee brought.
I think once the report is with the government and he is studying it, it is in the right direction because there are recommendations and there are people, names have been mentioned. I learned some of the recommendations. People should be prosecuted, others should be sacked, some of the models should be scrapped. And you know, it's all affect people. If you don't take a critical look at it and you say you're going to act on the report as it is, whilst you'll be satisfying other things, it will be creating another problem for other families. So I believe if we will be patient enough to see what the government will do with their report, it will be a good thing for all.
Those were reactions of a section of the public on government's handling of the GEDA report.
Meanwhile, former Member of Parliament for Asqa, Max Okofi-Juma, is demanding firm and decisive action against anybody indicted by the Ghana Youth and Employment and Entrepreneurial Development Agency, GEDA report. His government should send a powerful signal that official corruption will not be condoned. Mr. Juma said the financial leakages at GEDA should not be allowed to continue and must be tackled head-on. He faulted President Mahama for the decision to set up the PV Obeng Committee to review the report, saying it only feeds into growing public suspicion of his desperate attempt to cover up.